我们今天要来继续看哥林多前书。
Today we'll continue studying 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书第十三章。
Chapter 13 of 1 Corinthians.
我们要从第一节念到第十三节。
We'll read from verse 1 to verse 13.
第一节到十三节。我们请正权念英文的，我们就只中文的我们就自己看，从第一节到十三节。
Let's read verse 1 to 13. I'll read in English and people can follow in Chinese. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains but have not love, I am nothing. If I gave all I possess to the poor and surrendered my body to the flames but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs.Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. If it always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when perfection comes, the imperfected disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put childish ways behind me. Now we see but a poor reflection as in the mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known.And now, these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of this is love.
再来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们把你的话语放在我们眼前，也求助你借着你的话来教导我们。
Lord, we put your words in front of us. Lord, we ask you for your help. And so we focus on your words and listen and learn.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们今天来看哥林多前书第十三章。
Today we look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
十二到十四章讲到恩赐。
So chapter 12 to 14 talk about gifts.
特别到第十四章的时候要讲方言的恩赐。
Especially in chapter 14, it talks about the gift of tongues.
我们要很小心的来看这几段的经文。
We need to be careful about this verses.
因为现在有很多所谓的圣灵充满的现象。
So nowadays there are many phenomena that are claiming that they are filled by Holy Spirit.
这些的现象有多少是按着圣经所教导的呢？
How many of those phenomena were following what's taught in the Bible?
我要给你们看一个短片，这个短片可能让有些人不舒服。
I will show an episode of a video, and that may make some people feel unease.
我是马来西亚来的，里头有一个短，有一段，他讲话的时候，我一听就知道不是印尼话就是马来文，他因为这两个语言很相近。
So this one, I'm from Malaysia. So in the video, there was a short conversation that's either in Malaysian language or in Malay, Indonesian language. They were very close.
前面讲到是所谓的在教会的一些现象，后面讲到的是东南亚一些民间宗教的现象。
First, they talk about some phenomena in some of the churches. Then later, it turned into talking about some kind of held beliefs in the Southeast Asia area.
马来文很久没讲了，我听得懂一两个字，但是他们讲什么我猜不来。
So the language was in Malay, and I can only understand a few words.
Okay.
Marilah kita selalu ketawa untuk diri, untuk orang lain, ketawa untuk keluarga, masyarakat, dunia, dan negara.
Zoom 上面大概看得不清楚，那些你看到他，其实那些人在发抖啊，发抖发胀。那
It may not be clear from Zoom, but the video showed many people were jerking, shaking uncontrollably.
我要跟大家讲的这些现象呢，并不是只是在教会里面看到，其实在很多民间宗教里头都有类似的现象。
I want to say that this phenomena are not just showing up in some churches, but in some kind of other religions in the world. They also have similar phenomena.
所以当我们讲到一些神奇的现象的时候，我们真的不懂，我们真的需要从圣经里面好好的来看。
So when we talk about some so-called miraculous signs or phenomena,We don't understand. We need to come back to the Bible.
所以我们要谨慎。
So we need to be very cautious, careful.
不能说圣经没说不可以就可以做。圣经有很多东西没有说可以做的或者不可以做的，并不表示我们都可以去做。
We need to be careful. We can't say like the Bible did not say we cannot do it, then we can do it. There are many things Bible did not mention. That does not mean we can do them.
我们从台湾来的，你大概也有看过那些鸡童啊，他们在上面那个也是整个身体不受控制的啦，甚至讲了一大堆没有人听得懂的话。
Some from Taiwan may know some phenomena, like there are certain people that are saying and kind of unlegible kind of language, speaking something and have certain phenomena.
所以今天跟下个星期我会稍微谈一下这方面的事。
So this and next Sunday, I'm going to touch upon some areas of this topic.
我们今天来看这个13章的第一节到第三节。
So let's look at chapter 13, verse 1 to 3.
他说，我若能说万人的方言，并天使的言语，却没有爱。
The verse says, if I speak in tongues of men and of angels, but have not love.
第二节又说，我若有先知讲道智能，也明白各样的奥秘，各样的知识，并且有全备的信，叫我能移山。
The verse 2 says, if I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and I have a faith that can move mountains.
第三节，我若将所有的周济穷人，又舍己身叫人焚烧。
Verse 3 says, if I give all I possess into to the poor and surrender my body to the flames.
这三节里头的前面，你看了有什么共同点？
So the first part of all these three verses, what are the similarities?
这都是非常了不得的事情，是不是？
They are all sort of a very kind of a big miraculous things.
那前面讲到说，我若能够移山，有多少人能够移山？
I talk about if I can move mountains. Let's think how many people can move mountains.
有没有可能？
Is that possible?
耶稣说，你若有信心就可以啊，是有可能，但是这个是不是每一个基督徒都做的事情？
Jesus said,
yeah,
if you have faith, it is possible, but it is something every Christian can do.
然后他讲到说，先知讲到智能是明白各样的奥秘，各样的知识，是所有的奥秘，所有的知识，那也是非常非常一个难以想象的事情。
Verse 2 says that it can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, understand everything. So that's also something that's impossible to understand.
就像保罗，他也没办法明白所有神的奥秘。
Even Paul cannot understand all mysteries of God.
然后第三节说，我若将所有的周济穷人又舍己身叫 人焚烧，这是有可能发生的，但是也是很难得的事情。
Verse 3 says, if I give away all I have and deliver and give my body to the flames. So this is possible, but it's very difficult to happen.
第一节，我若能说万人的方言，不是只是一种方言，是所有的人，每一种民族的方言。
Verse 1 says, if you can speak the tongues of all the world, so it's not just one language. It says, if I can speak tongues of all the available languages in the world.
使徒行传第二章圣灵浇灌下来的时候，使徒们讲各国的相谈的时候，并没有所有的人的，只是在场的人他们的相谈，并不是所有各族的方言。
In Acts, it's recorded that when Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came, and many people in the audience started speaking languages, it didn't say that they speak all languages of the world, but it mentioned that they spoke languages that those who were in attendance could understand.
并且天使的言语
Or the language, the tongue of the angel.
你会发现到这三段里头里最不神奇的反而是第三节，说我将所有的周济穷人，然后舍己身叫人焚烧。
Compare and look at all these three verses. The probably most possible one is the verse 3, but gave away all my possessions to help the poor and gave my body to flames.
就连第三节最不神奇的也都是非常伟大的事情，也不是每一个人都能做到的。
Even verse 3, it mentioned even that's the least of the miraculous one among the three, and that's also very great. It's a very rare to see people do that.
但保罗说，这一切你都可以做，但是却没有爱。
But Paul said, you can do all of this, but if without love,
如果没有爱的话，这一切都是空洞的。
If without love, all of this are in vain.
他不是说这一些动作空洞，他是说我就算不得什么，我这一个人就是整个是空洞的。
He did not say all of this phenomena of these acts were in vain. He says, me as a person, I am in vain.
他不是只是单单说我做的这些没有意义，他说我这一个人是没有什么意义的。
He did not say like all of this, this acts were meaningless. He said, me as a person, if without love, that is meaningless.
我们下个星期会多谈一点方言，但是讲有关方言的事。那今天我就要稍微讲一下方言是什么。
So next week, I will focus more on the details of tongues. So today, I'll touch upon some basics. What is tongue?
方言基本上我们翻成方言，其实基本它的意思就是语言。
So tongue or dialect here it means a language.
就是地上的语言。
So that means the language of this world.
在五旬节的那一天，使徒讲方言，他就是在讲众人不同的相谈。
So on the day of Pentecost, all the disciples were talking in tongues.So they were talking about in languages of others.
不同地方语言的这个话。
They are talking in languages of other places.
在《使徒行传》第二章的那个方言是讲到那本人本来不会说的语言，他忽然之间在圣灵的充满之下，他会讲了。
In Acts chapter 2, they were talking about the...originally, they did not understand the language. They did not speak that language, but suddenly they were able to speak that language.
他会讲，讲对方听得懂的话。
They could speak the language the other people can understand.
那目的是什么？
What was the purpose of that?
目的是要表明一件事情，福音是要用不同的言语传给万民。
So the purpose is only one, that the gospel will be spread to all of the world.We are different languages.
那当初的时候，福音是从犹太以色列人传出去的。
In the very beginning, gospel started from Jews to the world.
怎么传呢？
How was it spread?
我们知道，我们现在今天有宣教士，他们如果要学一个语言的话，要花好几年时间。
Nowadays, we know for a ministry, before they were sent to the field, they spent years learning a language.
如果学一个语言要花3到5年的时间才刚刚好能够讲能够讲简单的道，讲简单的福音的话，你要把这个圣经那个原这个完完整整的教导人的话，那不晓得要花多少年的时间。
If it takes them 3 to 5 years to learn some fundamentals of a language so they can preach a gospel, let's imagine how many years that would take for them to learn all the languages of this world.
今天我们有各国各民都有一些基督徒，他们可以按照着自己的语言来传讲。
We know nowadays in every nation, every country, there are Christians that they preach gospel in their own language.
如果今天只有我有福音，我也只会讲中文，我要学各种各样的语言的话，要花多少时间我才能够把它传到万民。
Yeah, if today only me, myself, who understands gospel, and I only speak Chinese, imagine how long it would take me to spread gospel to the world.
所以在这里的话，是方言是有必要的。
So in this case, speaking in tongues is necessary.
而且《使徒行传》第二章在这里的时候，保罗乃，不是保罗，使徒们乃是 用各样的香坛来跟众民讲，也是让众民晓得说他们可以用他们的语言，而不是要来信基督教就非要学犹太人的语言。
In chapter 2 of Acts, disciples were using different languages, different dialects to share gospel with all those people. It also told the people that they can use their own language to learn and study and spread gospel. It's not like they had to learn to get gospel from a Jewish language alone.
在由哥林多这个地方是一个多文化的地区。
In Corinth, this place is a multicultural place.
所以用方言也是一个很重要的。
So speaking in tongues or dialects is very important.
因为这方言恩赐的一个结果就是使哥林多信徒能够更好的把福音的真道传扬出去。
The gift of tongues enables Corinthian believers to spread gospel.
所以你看到使徒行传第二章的时候，你看到那方言赐下的时候，你看到在那个旧约里面讲到说各种的语言的时候，也都是一个目的，叫万民能够听到福音。
So when we read chapter 2 of Acts, it talks about the different dialects and they were speaking in tongues. So and also in the Old Testament talk about many languages. Purpose is only one, like the gospel will be spread to the world via different languages.
当你读到这个，当我们来到哥林多前书十三章一节的时候，我若能说万人的方言，并天使的言语的时候话语的时候，他还是讲到语言，就算是天使的话语，也是一个语言。
So when we come to verse 1 of chapter 13, it talks about if I speak the tongues of men and of angels, so that means the language, even the tongue of angels is also a language.
今天我们所谓很多讲到方言的时候，我们并不强调万人的方言，我们只讲天使的语言。为什么？
So nowadays when we talk about tongues, we are not normally referring to the language of the world, the dialects of the world. We sometimes only think about the tongue of the angel, the angel language of the angels. Why?
我不是说今天方言已经没有了，我乃是说如果这个方言的恩赐真的是那么兴盛的话，为什么只有天使的语言没有万人的方言？
So I'm not saying like that's not important. It's like if it's at that time, why is the tongue of the angel is singled out as the most important one?
第二个问题，我下一个星期会多讲。我要大家思考的，我们为什么要说天使的语言
？The second question, I will leave it here. I will talk about it next week. So I leave people to think. Why are we talking about the tongue of angels?
天使是谁？天使是服役的灵。希伯来书说的。
Who are angels? Angels are the spirits that are in service.
他服侍。神所造的人。
So angels were to service the human beings that were created by God.
在神的创造里头，人在天使之上，虽然天使的能力比人还大，暂时比人还大，但是人的地位在天使之上。
In creation, the position of humans are higher than angels, even though the ability of angels are greater than humans.
因为天使是来服役那蒙救恩的人。
Because angels were to service those who were redeemed.
而且神也说他从来就没有救赎天使。
And also God said he never saved angels.
他的救恩是给世人的。
His salvation was for people.
那完全没有尝过救恩滋味的天使。
Those angels who never tasted the joy of salvation.
我们有什么必要需要讲天使的语言？
And what's the purpose? Why do we need to speak the language of angels?
有人会说，天使的语言帮助我们更亲近神。
Some people will say, like the ton of angels will draw us closer to God.
我的问题就是一个没有尝过救恩滋味的天使，我们为什么这些尝过救恩滋味的信徒们需要用一个没有尝过救恩滋味的天使的语言，反而会帮助我们更亲近神？
My question is, for those angels who never tasted the joy of salvation, and comparing to us who had the salvation, why do we think that we can use the language of angels who did not have the salvation that can help us being drawn closer to God?
后面你还记得的话，我们在第八节讲到说，爱是永不止息的。先知讲到智能终必归无有，说方言智能终必停止。
In verse 8, love never fails, but where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled.
先知讲到智能终必停止，因为那一天基督再来的时候，我们每一个人都被更新，都知道，我们就完全的知道基督，你就不需要牧师站在台上告诉你耶稣是谁。
So where there are prophecies, they will cease. What that means? It means when Jesus comes again, and all saved his people will understand everything. It does not need a pastor or a prophet to explain the mysteries. So we will all understand.
后面也说知识也被终归于无有。
It also follows says where there's knowledge, it will pass away.
那知识为什么会归于无有呢？你看十二章的话，它知识它是讲到知识的言语，也就是讲到说有些人有神所特别给的知识，让他能够教导人，知识的言语也是教导的功能用的。
So it talks about the knowledge will pass away. Why? In chapter 12,It talked about the knowledge was given to people to teach. So, and when that day comes, and that will go away.
所以当基督再来的时候，这一切都完全了，我们不需要再有人再教导我们，因为我们亲自能够与基督面对面的认识他。
When Jesus comes again, we will be complete. We no longer need people to teach us, and we will be facing Jesus. We will be facing him in person, so we understand everything.
问题是方言如果是天使的言语，天使的言语为什么终必停止呢？
So tongue, if we talk about tongue of angels, why will the tongue of angels will be seized?
如果说方言是说神的语言的话，为什么神的语言终必停止呢？
If the tongue means the language of God, how can we say that the language of God will cease?
所以这些都是我们要好好的去想的。
So these are the topics we need to ponder deeply.
我们常常会把说方言说成是说方言祷告会帮助一个人更亲近神。
We always say like to speak in tongues will help draw someone closer to God.
哦，我有一个问题要大家去思考的。
I have a question that I want people to think.
也许花一周的时间思考，我们下个星期再谈。
So you can spend a week to think about it and we can discuss next week.
你看圣经的话，圣经从来没有说方言的祷告是与神更亲近的祷告。
If you read Bible never says speaking in tongues, praying in tongues will draw you closer to God.
如果真的是这样子的话，为什么强调方言的哥林多信徒会说许多方言的哥林多信徒为什么就偏偏他们特别不成熟？
So if this were true, how come in Corinth, that place, many believers spoke many dialects, many tongues, and how come that in that place, those believers were not mature?
为什么所谓跟神更亲近的方言祷告并没有让哥林多信徒带来更成熟的生命？
Why the speaking in tongues that is supposed to be drawing closer to God,did not enable the Corinthian believers to be more mature.
保罗说你们应该本来应该要吃这个属灵干粮的，只是你们只能吃喝奶。
Paul said we were supposed to eat the spiritual food, but those people could only drink milk.
为什么所谓与神更亲近的方言祷告，在哥林多信徒身上却让他们仍旧活在情欲之中？
How come the supposed to be drawing the speaking in tongues or praying in tongues that would draw them closer to God, but on the contrary, the people in Corinth, they were still living in flesh.
甚至在他们当中，连外邦人都没有的罪也出现了，他们还自高自大。
Even among them, there were sins that were even very rare in their world, and they committed those sins, and they were still very self-complacent and very proud.
如果方言祷告是更亲近神的话，他们在哥林多信徒身上成就了什么？
If a praying in tongues will draw them closer to God, what did that do to build up those believers in Corinth?
好，这个下回分解啊。
I will talk about it in details next week.
那怎么办呢？
What do we do?
我不要这种只有头脑思想的信仰。
I don't want such belief that's only in the head.
心灵没有被圣灵充满的信仰，我不要这种信仰。
I don't want the faith that's only filled my head, but not filled by the Spirit. I fill the heart with my spirit, with the Holy Spirit.
如果被圣灵充满这样的一个现象是有问题的话，那是怎么样的一个现象呢？
If I'm filled by Spirit,there's some issue with that one. So what are those issues?
另外一边不强调圣灵充满的，你看他们整天想了一大堆，都但是好像生命也没有成长，那样子也不行。
So if we're only focusing on filled by Holy Spirit, but there's no growth or sign of growth of their life, that's not good either.
答案到底在哪里？
So what's the issue here?
我们从保罗来这里所想的话，保罗的答案不是一个人的神秘经历，也不是一个人的感动，保罗的答案是爱。
So the answer that Paul gives is not the mysterious experience of each believers. Paul's answer is love.
不是人的爱，是主的爱。
It's not the love of this world, but the love of Christ.
一个被圣灵充满的信仰是一个活出主爱的信仰。
The love filled by Holy Spirit is the life that live out the love of God.
一个没有爱的教会，也许教会里面有很多这种神奇的恩赐，看起来很热闹，但是没有爱的话却没有意义。
So a church may have a lot of people with signs of these miraculous gifts, and that may look very lively, but when there's no love, then it's meaningless.
如果没有爱的话，教会里面也许有先知讲道智能，可以推动人、鼓舞人，也许也给你意象，然后大家跟着那个意象来奔跑。但是这教会里头没有主的爱在里面的话，也都是。完全没有价值。
So if a church may have a prophets that give great sermons and they may push and then just excite people, but if there is no love in the church and that's all futile.
若没有主的爱的话，教会里也许很多人很火热的做事工啊，像这里讲的说我。将一切都奉献了，周济穷人，然后舍己身叫人焚烧，这样子的一个热忱的话，可是背后如果没有真的有一个爱在一个人的心里面推动他的话，也都没有什么意义。
In the church, there may be many people who have a fiery heart and very eager to serve, but if there's no love in the church, then that does not.Help to build up the church.
我在说在这里保罗不是说这些做的事情没有意义，或者这些做的事情不算的什么，他是说他如果这么做没有爱的话，他这个人本身算不得什么。
Paul did not say doing all these things are meaningless. He said if without love, just purely doing those things are futile, are useless, meaningless.
教会最需要的是什么？
What does a church need the most?
教会最需要的不是这些神奇的经历， 最需要的还不是这些神奇的能力。
A church does not need all of these miraculous gifts, miraculous signs, abilities.
先讲一下14章后面说不可以拦阻说方言的啊，所以我不是说不能有这些东西，我乃是告诉大家说，保罗讲到你，我们若没有主的爱在我们当中，这一切都没有意义。
In chapter 14, it also mentioned we should not stop people speaking in tongues. That's not the point. The point is Paul told us with all of these miraculous gifts and signs, all the active service, but without love in the church, all of this are futile, are meaningless.
所以我们要来看这个第四，从第四节啊，看到第七、第八节的时候，我们来思考说，这是一个怎么样的爱呢？
So let's read verse 4 to 8, and let's ponder, what is this love?
这里的爱不是一种感觉。
Here the love is not a feeling.
我们中文跟中文的这个动词跟形容词有时候分不清楚，但是在原文希腊文是很清楚的，这里讲的每一个都是动词，不是形容词。
So in Chinese language, there's no clear distinction between verbs and adjectives, but it's clear in these passages, all the series of love, all these are verbs.
爱是很久忍耐，这是一个动词，它是很久的在忍耐。
Love is patient. Here the love is a verb.
又有恩慈，又有恩慈，中文听起来好像形容词，那是一个动词的施恩啊。
Love is kind. Here on the surface, it looks like it's a adjective. It's not. It's a to give love.
爱是不嫉妒，不自夸，不张狂，不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶。这些都是动词。
It does not envy. It does not boast. It's not proud. It's not rude. It's not self-seeking. It's not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. All of this one are verbs.
神保罗在这里说一个更妙的道，就是活出主的爱。
Paul says the most wonderful message here is to live out God's love.
那我以前我刚刚讲的那个矛盾的地方，说我不要头脑的一大堆知识，我也要有一个内心里面的感动。我以前去教会的时候，然后就觉得牧师在台上讲得很枯燥，晚上呢就跑去美国教会一个灵恩教会去参加他们的聚会。
So there's a conflicting point here, like when I mentioned, like there's not a lot of knowledge in the head without being filled with the spirit in the heart. So when in the early days, when I was listening to the sermons during the day, and it was feels very dry, and it's a very kind of a not interesting. So I went to the church, American church that are with the spiritual gifts.
我越追求这个感觉的时候，发现我越对那种神的真理讲得清楚，但是平淡，我越觉得枯燥。
So the more I was seeking feeling of being filled with the spiritual gifts,And the more I feel like not attracted to the very plain, dry teaching of God's truth.
这就好像哥林多前书保罗在那里讲的，你们喜欢这个讲员，你们喜欢那个牧者，你们根据你们的嗜好，你们去追求你们想要听的。我们都在寻求人的智慧，但是老实说，我们其实是厌弃神的智慧。
So in the in Paul's letter, it talks about you are seeking a certain pastor, a certain prophet who had this great gift of preaching. If you are seeking those, and the more you do that one, the more actually you are far further away from God's truth.
问题不在于感觉，问题是在我有没有在圣灵里面被圣灵充满而活出主的爱。
The issue is not the feeling. It should be like if we are filled by the Holy Spirit, and with that one, we live out the life that's worthy of Christ.
这里忍耐是受苦的意思了哈，但是最轻微的就是我听我牧师讲到我听不下去的时候，我能不能忍耐？没有忍耐啊。
Here the patient it means to endure, and the simple case may be okay if I listen to the pastor's sermon is so dry and I have to endure.
如果他是讲真理的话，我没有真正爱慕真理的心，因为我在乎的是枯燥还是非常的这个精彩。
So if I focus on the teaching style and I may be looking for if the sermon is a very lively, very interesting, and if the pastor was teaching was very dry, I may lose interest.
所以你会发现到这里讲到这个爱，从第四节讲到这个第八节，这个爱，我们所谓的爱篇呢，其实是针对哥林多信徒的问题而写的。
So when we look at these verses again from verse 4 to 8, this famous passage about love, this is actually targeting the issues that the Corinthian church was facing.
哥林多教会的问题很多，他们彼此相争，告来告去，而保罗说你们在爱里头要凡事包容。
So there were many issues in Corinthian church. There were a lot of disputes, lawsuits, and there were a lot of tensions. So Paul wrote them saying you need to have love, you need to accommodate each other.
保罗说你们对哥林多信徒说你们彼此相告，这是你们的大错，为什么不宁可受欺呢？为什么不宁愿吃亏呢？
Paul said that here you are bringing lawsuits against each other. Why not just rather be wronged, rather be cheated?
在这里保罗说爱是不求自己的益处。
Here Paul says, love is not self-seeking.
哥林多的教会问题很多，他们保罗说你们仍然是属肉体的，因为在你们中间有嫉妒纷争，这岂不是属肉体的吗？你们照着世人的样子去行。
There were many issues in Corinthian church. Paul said there were so many problems, like there are many disputes, many losses among you. You are behaving like the world and in flesh.
保罗在第十三章说爱是不喜欢不义，
Here,
只喜欢真理。
Here Paul says in the chapter 13 says love is seeking the does not is not rude and is only seeking the truth.
哥林多教会的人自高自大，贵重这个轻看那个啊，他们并不哀痛，有了知识也不体恤软弱的弟兄姐妹们，在这里讲的是爱是不自夸。
So in Corinthian church, they were very arrogant, and sometimes they value some and despise the others, and they don't have a heart to accommodate those who have weaker faith.
哥林多前书十三章这里讲的爱不是人的爱，是神的爱，基督的爱。唯有基督能够恒久忍耐。
So the love it's talked about in chapter 13 is the love of Christ. Only the love from Christ can be patient.
只有基督能够在恒久忍耐的当中还有恩赐。
Only God can give this love of being patient, enduring patience, and also be kind.
我时间不够了，所以我可能没有办法每一个讲。我就先讲恒久忍耐又有恩赐这个多难。
I will focus, due to the time issue, I will focus on the first one, the love is patient and kind, and how difficult is it?
有时候我对我孩子生气的时候，我就提醒自己要忍耐。
Sometimes when I was angry with my children, I remind myself to be patient.
在我忍耐的当中，我的小孩如果再跑来的时候，更要跟我讲话的时候，我的语气里都是没有恩赐的。
So while in that process of trying to be patient, when my children came to me and wanted to talk to me, and in the tone of when I talk back, there was no kindness.
我也许可以忍啊，但是我一讲起话，忍耐中的话是没有恩赐的。
I may be able to endure to be patient, but the language that came out while I was in that process did not have any kindness.
也许你们夫妻在彼此忍耐的时候，你们就在谈话的时候，对方就会说：“我已经很忍耐了啊，你不要在我头上再踩一脚。”那是没有恩慈的话啊，忍耐中没有恩慈啊。
So this one may happen among couples when they are not in good, in good sense, a good case. Then the one will say, "Okay, I have already endured so long." And that language itself is shows no kindness.
你会发现到这里讲到很多爱爱的这个特性里头，也许我们可以做一两个，但是你要全部都做到的话，你只能顾到一个，就会失去另外一边。
With so many characteristics of love, we may be able to maybe do one or two, but if you look at them, we may just focus on doing one or two and lose the others.
这是为什么？这不是人的爱能够学习来的，这是基督主的爱，是要我们在主的恩典当中去效法的。
That's why this is not the love of this world, but this is a love of Christ. God is teaching us to be like this one, to exercise love, give love in God's grace.
爱是不自啊，不嫉妒，不自夸，不张狂。
Love does not envy.And not does not is not easily angered.
不嫉妒是嫉妒别人的这个成就。
Envy here means to envy others' achievements.
自夸是自夸自己的成就。
Boast is to trying to boast about own achievements.
两个不管是别人的还是自己的，都是把真焦点放在成就上。
So no matter is to envy others' achievements or kind of boast about own achievements, the focus is on achievements.
但是这里说爱是不嫉妒、不自夸、不张狂。
But here it tells us, love does not envy, love does not boast.
不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶。
Love is not rude. It does not insist on its own right. It is not, does not keep a tab of wrongs.
哥林多教会他们在守圣餐的时候，有些人晚来了，先来的人就把它吃光了，让晚来的人觉得很羞愧，他们在做一件令人羞愧的事。
So in Corinth, when they had the Lord's Supper, some people would eat so fast and finish all the food for those people who came late.Had nothing to eat, and they felt ashamed.
我们在做先生的，每次争执的时候都讲不过太太，但是我们会暗中做一些事情让太太羞愧。
So for us husbands, sometimes when we cannot win over the oral argument with the wives, we may kind of secretly doing something trying to shame the wife.
因为我们总是讲不过。
Because we always lose in the oral argument.
你们自己知道有没有做过这个事。
You can think and examine your own heart whether you have done things like this.
不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
It does not rejoice at wrongdoings, but rejoice with the truth.
我们人的爱常常就是有限，为什么？因为我们一讲爱，总是要把真理放松。
The love in our sense is very limited because when we talk about love, we always sort of relax the truth.
有没有一种爱是不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理而不放松真理的爱呢？有的。
Is there such love that it does not rejoice at wrongdoing but rejoice with the truth and also not relax the truth? Yes, there is.
这就为什么主耶稣基督需要上十字架。
That's why Jesus Christ died on the cross.
他爱我们，但是他不能够随意的让我们就赦免我们的罪，他需要自己舍身来成就这个救赎。
He loved us, but he could not just randomly just forgive our sins. He had to go on the cross and redeem our sins by his own body, his own flesh.
凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
Love bears all things.Believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things.
这个也很难。你怎么做到凡事呢？
This is also very difficult. How can you do this with all things?
就算是机油，你至少一年要换一次嘛，是不是？最新的机油，最新的车子，你机油是什么？机油就是你在机器里面有脏东西，它把它包容进来，所以机油会慢慢变黑，因为它把很多脏东西包进去了。
You know, for changing the engine oil, right? Like it accumulates all the dirt, all the stuff in it, so you have to change it.
包容到某个地步，你要换机油，不然它不可能再包容下去了。
If you have to change the engine oil and it's you can't continue to bear all things.
机器会坏。
Because the machine will break if you don't change.
但是在主的爱中，我们却能凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
But the God enables us with God's love that will enable us to love, bear all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things.
主的爱是永不止息。
And God's love never fails.
那我们读到这里的时候，我们很快的看过去的时候，那我们愿意来到神面前说，主啊，这不可能是我能够活出来的。
When we read all these passages and we come before God saying, God, I cannot achieve all of this.
你不要把这一条一条的贴在门口，贴在窗口，贴在汽车前面，就提醒自己，然后认为说这样子我就可以靠着自己去做。
It's sometimes you may paste all these verses on your doors, windows, everywhere you can see, or on your cars, and hoping to this will remind you to achieve all of those, but it's impossible.
你需要来到神面前。
You need to come before the Lord.
承认自己不能。
Acknowledge that you are not able.
除非你圣灵充满，你不可能活出这样的一个爱。
Unless you're filled by the Holy Spirit, that you may, you, that you, you'll be able to achieve all of this.
那真正属灵的是活出主爱的人。
Those who are truly spiritual are the ones who live out God's love.
那真正属灵的不是把一些神奇的才能、才华表现在人面前。
Those who are truly spiritual are not to show off their miraculous gifts and in front of people.
我们常常还是掉入这种的光景当中。我们不认识的人，他说他是基督徒来了，跟他谈了，哇，他谈的天花乱坠的，真的是一个非常爱主的弟兄。我们怎么知道？因为跟他谈了几分钟时间，从言语上听出来的，但是我们实际上生命里头还没有看到。
We always fall into such traps. Sometimes we have a Christian coming over and then we spend a few minutes talking to him, and then his language will show like he's so spiritual and he understands there's a lot of enthusiasm in that language, but we are focusing on that alone, and that's not enough time for us to see how they live out that in their life.
我们只看到表面，我们只是看到这个表现。
We only look at the superficial things, and we don't only look at what they have shown us.
所以五年前你们跟我碰了两个周末之后，就认为说我可以来的话，那也是很危险的。
So 5 years ago, you only met me for 2 weeks, and you decided to get me for to be a hire me for the pastor for this church. That's also a very dangerous act.
所以后来我听说你们呢背后呢还做侦探的工作，到处去问。我没有告诉你们的人，你们也跑去问啊。
So later I learned that when you did a lot of background check, evenFor the people I didn't tell you, you are doing a lot of background check about me.
在某个程度上是非常需要的。
In some senses, it was necessary.
因为我们真正的属灵是生命活出来的一个生命。
So a truly spiritual life is a life that live out the God's love.
求主帮助我们，让我们能够更渴慕这爱，主的爱在我们当中。
We'll ask God's help to help us to be to have thirst of God's love among us.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们来仰望你。
Lord, we come before you.
我们真的是一个心里贫乏的一群人。
Lord, we are very weak, very poor in our hearts.
我们很多时候在外表看起来是很富有、很丰富的人，但是内心里面实在是有亏欠。
So in many situations, we look very rich, affluent on the surface, but in our hearts, we are actually very weak, and we are very poor.
赐给我们一颗爱哭的心，让我们能够谦卑地来到你面前，来寻求主你的爱。
Give us a heart that is thirsty for your truth and your love.And fill us with grief, so we seek you.
让我们像那一个税吏在敬拜的会堂后面捶着胸，说我们是不配的罪人，求主开恩可怜。
Lord, give us a kind of a moaning heart, so we realize and we are so insufficient, we are not worthy God's love.
好，叫我们今天回去的时候有主你的意。在我们身上。
Help us when we return today, and may we have your righteousness.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.